news. Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
Good morning, here's your Rugby World Cup report. Loads of excitement in that Springbok camp ahead of Sunday's game. The Springbok hooker Bongi Mbonambi will take charge of the team for the Rugby World Cup match against Romania in Bordeaux. It'll be the second time Mbonambi has captained the team after making his debut as skipper earlier on in the year. That was during the Rugby Championship. Siya Kolisi is being rested ahead of next week's big one against Ireland at the Stade de France. In the back line, Cannon Moody and Andre Esterhuizen will start at centre, while Skubis Reinach and Damian Willemse will form the half-back combination. Up front, Marvin Orie and Jean Klein play at lock, whilst Dwayne Vermeulen, Quagga Smith and Marco van Staden will form the loose trio. The replacement hooker Dion Fourie, who will make his World Cup debut just 2 weeks before his 37th birthday, wow, what a player, said it's important to build on their momentum.
Credit to the management. I think that's one of the big points we're focusing on this week, is just stay in our structures and don't let it become a easy week and just throw balls behind our backs to each other. I think we said we're in a competition now where things have to start working and we have to train it. And if we can train it for 80 minutes, do the stuff right in the detail right, in a game like this, then hopefully it will build up to the future games as well.
The Boks will be playing against Romania for just their second time in their history, and whilst they are minnows of world rugby, they'll be treated with respect, definitely. Despite wholesale changes to the team, it remains a very, very strong one that will take to the park, and it's important for this game to be used for the manner to prepare for the rest of the tournament. It's also an ideal opportunity for several of the players to cement their spots in the team for the upcoming Pool B fixture against Ireland, which will most likely determine the winners of the pool. The Boks forward coach Dion David said despite the win against Scotland on Sunday, as a team, they still need to improve.
If we rotate the squad, or if we look differently at our squad selection for this game due to player management, obviously we will take our performance of the past game into account, and we will have a strong focus on ourselves. I don't think the way we approach our training, the way we approach every game will change. We understand that it's still a long way to go and we need to improve.
Sunday's match between the Bokke and Romania in Bordeaux kicks off at 3 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, the week's action kicks off tonight with the host France in action against Uruguay. That game in Lille will kick off at 11, and then tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, the All Blacks will face Namibia. That's in Toulouse. And that is your Rugby World Cup report with me, John Walland. I'll have more sport for you again. That's at 8:30.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on OFM.co.za.